The Yankees survived their one-game playoff with the Twins earlier this week and now take on the Indians in a best-of-five series that starts tonight in Cleveland. WNYC's Jim O'Grady is here to talk about baseball and the intrigue lurking in this year's playoffs. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Sean.
So, quick recap here. The Yankees had to come back against the Twins. How did they do it?
Didi Gregorius.
Yankees shortstop.
Yes, and Cinderella story.
Tell us more about that.
Well, Gregorius used to play for the Arizona Diamondbacks, but they were like, this guy, he was a great prospect once, but now he's washed up. We need to get him out of here. So they shipped him to the Yankees, who put him at shortstop on opening day in 2015. And they're like, here you go, fans. Here is the player who's going to replace the great Derek Jeter. And in his first game, Didi makes a base-running blunder. He can't hit after that. He's making errors. He's getting Bronx cheers. But over time, he starts to play better. And then on Tuesday night, he comes up with his team down by three runs, two men on base.
Swung on and drilled to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It ties the game. Yes, indeedy. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious.
So that is a great moment in Didi.
Indeedy.
Looking ahead here, how do you think the Yanks will fare against the Indians?
Well, they're definitely the underdog. The Indians can slug with the Yankees, and they have better starting pitching. Toward the end of the season, the Indians set an American League record by winning 22 games in a row. So they are a really hot team.
So in your esteemed opinion, do you think the Yankees have a chance?
Oh, definitely, yeah. They are a dangerous squad. Their lineup is full of big hitters, led by right fielder Aaron Judge, who clocked a rookie record 52 home runs this year. And his devoted fans, you might know this, they sit in the bleachers in a section called the Judges' Chambers, and they wear powdered wigs and black robes.
So that is a lot of homers, but haven't balls been flying out of stadiums all season?
Yes. In fact, Major League Baseball set a record for home runs in 2017. A lot of hitters are doing this thing. They're swinging with uppercuts, so they either strike out or blast these monstrous shots that go 450 feet. So, Sean, wouldn't it be fitting if the World Series was won this year by a walk-off home run? You know, in all of baseball history, only two of those have ever happened.
And the Yankees were part of the first one, right?
They were. Seventh game, 1960 World Series, bottom of the ninth. Light-hitting second baseman Bill Mazeroski is up against Yankees pitcher Ralph Terry.
Here's a swing and a high fly ball.
Oh, man. Jeez, Jim. Yankees fans are definitely saying thanks for the painful memories, man.
I know. If you're 70 years old, I'm sorry we played that again.
So the Pirates are not in the playoffs this year, but here's how the Yankees could get redemption. They beat the Indians, they move on, and then they beat the Red Sox, right?
Yeah, but first, the Red Sox have to get past the Astros, a team that had one of the best starts to a season ever. They racked up more than 100 wins. So, sorry to say it, Yanks-Red Sox, great rivalry, but them meeting in the American League Championship this time is a long shot.
What about the National League?
All right, if you know baseball fans in Los Angeles, tell them to stock up on Xanax. If the Dodgers do not make the World Series this year, there's going to be a mass nervous breakdown in Southern California.
Would you care to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, because the Dodgers have won their division 5 years in a row, and they've gotten to the doorstep of the World Series twice and had the door slammed in their face. This year, they dominated. They have the best pitcher of his generation, Clayton Kershaw, and a rookie sensation in his own right, first baseman Cody Bellinger, who just tore it up this year. So Dodgers fans have huge hopes, and if those hopes are crushed, they are going to need a lot of meditation classes and very sympathetic psychiatrists.
Very California, I guess.
Very California. They're going to need it.
So who can beat the Dodgers?
The Cubs, they're back in the playoffs after winning it all last year, ending their 108-year championship drought. The Nationals, Mets fans, you remember Daniel Murphy? He played like a star again this year for the Nationals. The Diamondbacks, they won last night. They're a dark horse to go all the way. But Sean, whoever wins, their fans are going to feel a very specific, made-up emotion.
Do we want to know what this emotion is?
Euphorious.
Euphorious!
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you, Sean.
WNYC's Jim O'Grady.